and Elena said something about, you know, the prices, and, oh, I don't know if it's Elon Musk do. I'm like, what are you talking about? She doesn't know anything. She really doesn't.
You don't know anything.
No.
Yeah, you don't know anything. Who sent you guys this information? The teachers union?
Well, the other is, it's just like, it's like, what does Elon Musk have to do with that? I mean, there's a process to price a product, okay? There's a process they go through. Elon Musk doesn't just wave his hand and say, this is the price of the car. Hello?
So there's a reason, guys, that he's the richest man in the world. And
right.
He knows how to manage money.
Right. Well, is he the richest or is Bezos the richest?
No, Elon Musk.
Elon is richer than Bezos? Okay.
Elon Musk is richer than Bezos.
No. Does Bezos have any kids?
Oh, yeah.
He does?
I think he has three, four.
Well, I know his new wife has three.
Yeah, he has three sons and one daughter.
I wonder if they have to pay for Amazon Prime. When you could,
you know?
Yeah.
Skip when it's something for your friends.
Right.
But you're not skipping, you know, you're expecting Jane to adjust.
Right.
But well, you're not adjusting.
Well, she was saying something about, you know, I wish Kate hadn't picked that date. I go, Kate picked that date because I know this from talking to Carol. I said, Kate picked that date because it was more important for Sam to be able to make it than
right.
anybody else, because he's leaving for college, and we're celebrating his graduation as much as everybody's birthdays, you
right.
know?
This is a combo party. This isn't just the birthdays.
Right.
This is, you know, when would you have liked us to do this?
And she has so many days that she put in that text
oh, yeah.
that she wasn't
she
available.
Had a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
she
I'm like, six, you know, yeah.
Every 6 days. We can't work around that.
Right.
I mean, we can try, but,
now,
you know.
I don't even want to try, Kathy.
Chances are we can't. I mean, you know, it's like trying to work around Kevin's kid's schedule.
Right.
His kid's schedules. You can't do that.
Right. So
you can try, but you know.
Yeah. So I'm sticking
no,
with
I,
that.
But I do.
Christmas
I think. I think that's very unfair to Jane.
Yep.
I really do. I think that's. Let me see if these guys are still outside.
I see. Okay.
The top is attached, but it has cutouts.
Okay.
And the weight.
I see. Okay.
And so.
Right, because before you keep going, yeah. Right. I do too. I think white or another shade of green.
Jeez. All the effort, all the
things
and all the...
Oh, running around. I remember going back and forth to
the Office Max to get prints of stuff or signs and banners and pictures for the memory table.
She was getting married.
Yes, yes.
I mean, she was really getting into it.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Yeah, and I get it, but you just kind of look back and you go, what a shame. And see, that's the thing, it wasn't even her friend. It was that Elena was getting, I think it was because Elena got married and she was old, she's older than Elena, and then Kate got engaged and that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody. I hope if she gets married again, it's a whole lower key. I hope.
Well,
depending
on what you want to do.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, it's too early for both of them, I mean, they've only been dating since, February, so. Unbelievable. Drinking wrapped up, and then this. Yep. No, and I'm not kidding you, Kathy, it was really, when she's drinking 24, 27 drinks a week.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, and you know, and somebody who's, 100 pounds? And one night alone, 10 drinks. Losing your phone. Yeah. I mean, losing your phone, and leaving it on the train.
Yeah.
She lost her
phone.
She lost her wallet on the train. Uh-huh. And so she had to go through all of that, canceling cards and, all that crap because, who the hell knows how that happened. Yep. Right. There aren't any. Nope. When I found the app that she was using to keep track of it, I know. That I found the app and that I went into the account to see. And it was wrong, it was intrusive, and I get that, but it was like...
At that point, you're desperate.
Uh-huh.
What Chrissy doesn't understand, when you're desperate to meet your kid, you'll do anything.
Well, and that's the thing.
Because if it helps you later, and then you go, I was trying to save you from yourself.
Yep.
It's like when you have money you don't know
about. Yep.
You don't need to know about it. I'm saving you from yourself.
Yep. And that was it with Alexis. And plus, Christy doesn't know what she's going to have to deal with at some point, too.
No.
And she doesn't know what she's going to do either with it.
No.
Yeah.
But I remember Carol saying...
Right. saying how ridiculous. Right.
Christmas list to these people that we want a MAGA hat?
I think it'd be funny if we bought them MAGA hats. And then we can stitch underneath.
Get you shit done.
Let's have one to Christy.
Oh my gosh.
Daniel.
There's an article in the newspaper today. District 214. Did you see this?
No, I
haven't been there. Okay, well, real estate taxes are going to go up by about $400 to pay for District 214's school renovations. That's what they're going to do. And the renovations they are doing, the amount of money they're looking at doing at these schools is unbelievable.
Yeah.
no, our sweatshirts will just have the letters on it, and then we'll just...
And the M, the A, yeah, that's a good plan. What a good plan, nothing could go wrong there. Yeah. Absolutely nothing could go wrong there.
Oh my gosh.
Todd and Christy. Todd and Christy, you hold me.
Yeah.
Elena, you hold me. So, yeah, if you're doing the renovations and they're necessary renovations, great.
Yeah, but you, yeah.
But you know what? You darling people, your taxes are going up again.
$400, they say, on average.
That'll be average. They'll be higher than that for a while. Mm-hmm. Because yep. A lot of those people already have my tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, that's one of the reasons Brian and Gracie are looking to move out of their house, because their tax bills, I think she said $13,000 a year.
Mine's 10. Kevin's, I think, is like, the Taurus is like, Taurus is.
Yeah, but that's one of the reasons, and it's just
well,
the two of them.
Well, the house is expensive, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, yeah, I'm moving out because my taxes are too high. We also could downsize your house.
Well, and that's what they're trying to do, but you know what? They couldn't sell it.
Yeah. Right. Well, because your house comes with a hefty tax bill.
Yep.
Do you know why? Because of the people that you will
have. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a vicious circle, but you don't seem to be aware of that.
Yep.
I mean, if your stuff is managed well,
yep.
You don't have this problem. We were talking with this breakfast and woman said, hey, what happened to my gas prices? I thought they were supposed to come down. I said, you live in Illinois.
Yeah, we have the highest gas tax.
I said, in other states, the average is $3.
Yep.
And in some states, it's under $3. I said, but you've got Porky the Pig as your governor. So, I said, you have, and he's doubled the gas tax.
I did see that he did say is he's not supporting the Bears tax breaks.
Oh yeah, well that's an easy one.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an easy one. That's like saying, oh, I disagree with Mayor Johnson on the head tax. He wants to charge each company that has over 100 people that's in Chicago $100 a day for their head tax.
Yeah. That was killed when Rahm Emanuel was in office, okay?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Well, he's a one-term mayor. Actually, look up District 214 renovations. Okay. Look and see what that is, that article, because it's in today's. You might be able to read part of it.
All right, let's see here. Proposed head tax. This is a report on Channel 7 website. Mm-hmm. They don't even say what the head tax is.
Yeah.
My God, what a stupid...
There's nothing on the... local news, Kathy. There's absolutely nothing.
No. They just go along with whatever.
But there's nothing. I mean, all it is shootings, and there's nothing else.
Yeah. You live in a beautiful city. You live in a beautiful city. Let's see here.
District 214 renovations could cost the average homeowner $421 more. Northwest Suburban High School District 214 officials are gauging a public appetite for funding.
Oh, yeah, because the average is 421.
900.
Nope, doesn't let me read it. David Taylor Herald doesn't let me read it.
Listen to this, though, Kathy. For funding, as they're looking for this money to fund as much as $900 million in upgrades at John Hersey High School in Arlington Heights and its other schools. They're looking for $900 million.
Oh my God. Here's Wirepoint, the phone on Wirepoint, because this is the guy that's running for governor, and he's really good. I like this guy. Alright.
Who's this?
Editorial. $850 million for renovations in suburban school district 214. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
You read that correctly. Within sight of $1 billion. These aren't new schools. They're renovations.
Yep.
Sure, government construction is expensive. This is Illinois, after all. But to show the scale of this proposal, it's worth noting that 311 South Wacker Drive, one of Chicago's tall skyscrapers, sold for $45 million earlier this year. Okay, proposed it is partly within 214. Okay, the Chicago Bears are demanding property tax certainty. Oh, okay, all right. The judge offering figure for anyone who owns a home in District 214 suburbs. Many folks have come come to view this part of Cook County as one of the last affordable places to buy if you want to live and work in or near the city, but rising property taxes are crushing that reputation. No question that Prospect High School and John Hersey High School are likely in need of some love. That's normal and to be expected.
So hold stop right there. Hold on one stop, one there. This is what they're looking at Hersey. $105 million for swimming pools. They don't have a swimming pool.
Don't they have a swimming pool?
They want to add a swimming pool at John Hersey and Rolling Meadows in a replacement of one at Wheeling. Well, okay, if they don't have one, they now they suddenly need a swimming pool? Exactly. They said the average price is going to go up $421,000 for a home valued at $396,000.
There's not a lot of
price. I was like, and really, So what have you been doing with the swim team so far? I'm going to guess there aren't a lot of people that are interested in swimming at these, some of these schools, okay?
Well, they probably are on a swim team, but they had a swim team when you and I were there.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you practice?
Yep.
I mean, does the Meadow Club let you use an Olympic? Do they have an Olympic pool?
There must be someplace, because there what we did have a swim team. Michelle Landry was on the swim team. This person was on the...
The Stankies were on the swim team. Tom Stankey was a really good swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
But if the place you used to use has shut down, like YMCA is gone now, then you need to say that.
Yeah.
We don't have a pool and we want to keep a swim team.
Well, then you also can do a co-op with another school.
Yes, and you can also trim your budget in other places then.
Yep.
Go for what you really need and then you can get what you really love later.
Yep.
But, you know, there's need, as I explained to my princess of a daughter, there's need and there's want.
That's what Susie Orman says. Need versus want. Need versus want.
Yeah, there's need versus want, and you need to figure out which ones are the really need and which ones are the really want. But, yeah, I mean, but you're a school district and you're used to everybody. I'll bet Sherry's changing too now.
Well, and Josie, guess what? Josie's taxes are going up too.
True.
And Josie bought that house at $300,000, a year ago? Her taxes are going to be going up. Plus, go ahead and add the Bears thing that you want there, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine if the Bears go there, and I think it makes show you what other businesses they anticipate coming in. I mean, they give businesses tax breaks all the time. That's how you lure them to the state.
Get it.
But the school district looks at it and rubs its hands together and goes, ooh, we can get our hands on this.
Yep.
And once they do that, and they get their money, you watch. The union will go, you know what, we need a better contractor, we're going on strike.
Yep.
So the union never cares about the kids. The union only cares about the teachers.
Yep. All right, so, I got to run in
already,
here.
They're already well paid. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give
me. Thing.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I go and get a certificate. Oh, another bunch of money is sending your way. Oh, I do this.
Exactly.
Oh, you know.
And you guys paid for my certificate.
And you paid for it. Yeah.
Even better. We pay for. If you want to do this, this goes on your dime.
Right.
I don't need to pay you for this.
Right.
Sorry. No, I don't need to. I don't need to pay you for this. I'm paying you to go. I'm paying for you to go, and then I have to give you more money because you went. Am I stupid?
Yep. And we are. And we are. And the, you know.
We are stupid. Well, because they've caved these guys because they're a powerful voting block.
Yeah.
That's how Brandon Johnson gets it. He'll get it again.
Unbelievable.
He'll get it again if the teachers union mobilizes.
Unbelievable.
There are idiots in that city. You got to be a moron to live there.
Yeah. Yep. Unbelievable.
So,
all right. I'll talk to you later on.
So.
All right, bye.
Bringing up to date is 8:16.
No. I mean, what else would you do? I mean, I don't know what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to have a, you're not going to have a wash and go.
Right, and that's what I would love. I would love one that I just have to put product in and be
Me
done.
Too.
But, you know, it's not that way.
Me too. I would love that. But. And those people that have that, they don't care if they're out in the rain.
Right.
And they get in and just wash and go. Well, we don't have that either.
No. And especially because the top of mine is thinning. I have to style it, and I have to put sprays on it, and I have to do this to
right.
it, you know, and that's just the way it is, you know.
But that's not unusual
right.
for our age group.
Right.
I mean, it's not. You see the commercials.
Well,
you
and even this doctor, she's like, oh, that's not unusual. That's just what it is, you know.
Yeah. I mean, is it annoying? Yes. Is it upsetting? Yes.
Yeah, but you know what? There's far worse things that you can have to deal with.
Well, it's also not, oh, wow, that's weird. I've never seen that before.
Exactly.
I mean, hairstylists see it all the time.
She said it's basically the norm, you know.
Yeah. You almost have to expect it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can see it on mine. I can see it in a few spots.
Oh, yeah. Mine is especially in the front, you know, on either side of the part. So, okay.
Yes.
And, you know, if I spray it with the color, okay, fine. Whatever. I don't worry about it as much because there's
Well, what am I going to do?
Can do.
Yeah,
and that, well, like I said, I I'll spray it to cover it. You know, I notice when I have it dyed, once I have it, you know, freshly dyed or, you know, colored, it doesn't show as much. So I think a lot of it is also the gray coming through.
It is, because I noticed in the nine, in fact, we took a picture somewhere. Was it a book club meeting? And I noticed it and I thought, what in the world?
Uh-huh.
And then I noticed it on everybody else. And then I noticed it on everybody else too, and it was like where your hair is going gray.
Yep.
See it. Stop it. All right.
Door closes. You start at noon. What, you know? Why can't you guys come by when I'm gonna be home? Well, wants to be home and get ready at noon for a party that's at 2:00 in Henry. Okay? I know what Elena's doing. She's doing it on purpose so she doesn't have to come in and see me, whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
And so I thought, you know, okay, fine. Well, I was thinking, oh, maybe I should just not go to the food. I'm thinking, no. You know I go to the food pantry. You guys both know I'm not home until like 12:15, 12 o'clock. You could adjust if she wanted to see me. Well, she clearly doesn't. Yes. Yeah, please. When is your next patient booking for, you know?
Exactly. Give me a break.
Yeah. And then she was talking about a friend of hers, you know, because Daniel's soccer is still going on because it's an unwritten rule that once, as a freshman coach, once you're done, you and the other team, the varsity team, is going on, you need to go to all
right.
the games.
You keep going.
Yeah. And she's talking about how.
Okay.
And so she's talking about how the one family of the varsity coach, they're like, you know, they want them to lose so that their dad is back home around the table. I'm thinking, okay, well then maybe he should be a coach if his family is that vocal that they want him at dinner. You know, I mean, why? If your family is saying that, then why aren't you listening to your family instead of coaching?
Yeah, you know, these people are all so dramatic. I know it's terrible. Just, you lost time.
Well, the other is if your family is saying that, your family is only so young to want you to be around the table. At some point, they're going to go, well, okay, we got our own things to do. Then you go and coach again. But you're stupid.
Then you go do your own things. You go back to coaching, then you'll be able to get in there. Don't worry.
Well, and you think that, I mean, these kids who are saying this, if they're saying that, that's pretty significant in my mind.
And listen to your family if they're telling you that. But we had a woman by us of the way that her husband was the varsity coach at Conan basketball. Okay, he's a gym teacher also.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, he puts in so much time. He works so hard. I mean, oh, for God's sake, Mary, he's a gym teacher and a basketball coach.
Yep.
Save it.
Yep.
This is really ridiculous.
Yeah, so she was talking about that, and I was like, oh, I didn't even say anything like that.
Well, they tend to be very dramatic, because Karen will do that to him. And he doesn't have to coach soccer.
And he's not grading papers. He's not grading papers. He's not putting together, you know, complicated lesson plans. Give me a break.
No. I mean, you know, in her kid's case, one of them is a sped teacher, one of them is a math teacher. Okay, but or not, I don't even know if he's teaching that. He was doing some, even a dean for a while. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, gosh.
Adam. You know, but you know, and Jack is also a coach. Okay, fine. Fine.
Yeah.
Nobody makes you be a coach.
Exactly.
If it's too much, don't do it.
Exactly.
I mean.
So, I guess they're coming over today, and I won't be there, so, okay.
Okay, well, you know what, Elena, you show your colors.
Well, yes, I mean, the whole thing with I know it's petty with the raincoat, but with the raincoat.
It doesn't matter. It's bullshit. Because if you want something, when you want something, you're very ready to do stuff.
Yep.
And when you don't want to inconvenience yourself, because if you had said, I'm going to buy you a coat.
Oh, Johnny on the spot.
On the spot.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because that isn't what you said, she's not Johnny on the spot.
Yeah.
You know, because you didn't say, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. No, makes my head spin sometimes,
blah, blah,
Kathy.
Blah. So, I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you're getting something out of it, then you're fine.
Yeah. That's just not how this is going to work anymore.
And that's not even nice.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that bothers me most is, gosh. You know,
selfish.
Very, very selfish, very self-entitled, very, you know, all
well,
of that.
Have, she and he, they have very high opinions on themselves.
Oh, yes, they do.
So I don't feed into any of that because I don't really go on Facebook to follow any of them. So yeah. I don't put in a message, congratulations, da, 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 da. You know, this is a degree that you've gotten to get an increase in salary, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and, you know, no fault of yours. I get it.
No,
okay.
That's the system.
That's
okay.
The system. I get it. But
it's
enough. Jeez.
I don't, you know, like, Carol, I'm sure her retirement is quite plump.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the system, and I'm thinking, well, you know what? I left her a message today. I called herself because I thought, oh, I should call her. I haven't talked to her for a while. So I called herself. She didn't pick up because she's probably doing something. I sent her a text, and I said, nothing important. I just thought I'd see what you're up to. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then I guess I'm not going to feel bad when I don't talk to you. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, no. Maybe she's busy and just getting around to it.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, you know what?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, then I guess.
Yep.
You know, we don't really need to. I don't really need to worry about that too often. Every so often, we double check here, make sure she didn't listen to them.
No, you would know. You would know.
Carol Sell. Yeah, I said, can't call for anything urgent. Just checking to see if you're on puppy duty. I haven't talked to you in quite a while. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go in here.
All right. Yeah, so the other day, I swear, I wanted to just crown him. He says he's telling me something he's in the lunch, and he says something about this weekend. And this was on Friday when he was doing deep cleaning. Whatever. So he did that on Friday, and he said to me he had lunch, okay? And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm in the Middle East, you know, and all that. So he's eating lunch. Eating these crust bars. And he says, oh, no. All of a sudden, I'm really nasty with this. I go, okay, stop. I don't know what air comes out of you. You're tuning into your father. Oh! No, he doesn't. People get out of my head. Oh, I'm doing this deep clean. Thinking, oh! It is not petty. I go downstairs yesterday. He's in the basement in his area where he has all this shit. He's wearing his high school jerk, his high school jacket. You are out of your freaking mind. But I should be grateful that you are cleaning our house. Well, nobody's doing cooking, cleaning. Nope. Right. Okay. Are you out of your freaking mind? You are so spoiled. He comes in and says, what's the matter? I'm like, I'm trying to get things done. That thing's complaining about the couch coat being on the sofa. Well, what's the matter? What is wrong? I gotta call contractors. When he gets here. Okay, unless you plan on calling him, I didn't say that. No. So I got three contractors calling out. Everybody's got an appointment. I got dinner cooked for the night. Laundry is starting. Dogs have been taken care of. He puts the lights on in the kitchen, the ones that are under the cabinet. Well, then you have to see. I'm like, okay, whatever. Just go find something to do. I got things to do. Actually, I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna kill him. Mm-hmm. I should be grateful.
I should be grateful.
No. Well, then he comes home. Then he says to me yesterday, he's gonna be off on Friday. I'm like, well, why isn't that on the refrigerator calendar? You know why? You know, we have things on the calendar for a reason, so people know. You know, what's going on? You know, I write everything I'm going down on there. I'm busy. I got things on Friday I'm already planning to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that we're going to do something together, we're not, because I'm going into the mausoleum. I've got things to do to get set up. Because there's only so much you could do for Thanksgiving. It's until, like, the week of, you know. I mean, you can't clean the house for Thanksgiving 10 days before, you know, especially with dogs. So, no.
Oh my gosh,
sisters and kids. I was like, you are mental. He really is.
Right, that's why he keeps his football jersey. That's exactly why. So he could talk about it, and when he goes to the reunions, he wears it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you find the hero in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. And who cares? Who?
Oh. You just got nicer. You used to be so much nicer. You should be nicer. You should. I want to hold you. I'm approaching you going too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was bullied and, you know, broke her self-esteem down, basically. And I was so stupid that I'm thinking that's the only boyfriend I'll ever get, so I better stick with this and do whatever you want. How stupid. But otherwise, I'm the dumb one. All Alexis left, you left, and I'm the dumb one. Oh, yeah. Well, this one, I would get waited from him. He'd weigh me. He would weigh me. And I agreed to it. I wouldn't, and I was the one that agreed to it. I'm not supposed to mind. Yeah. You're mad, all mad. Yeah. So I suppose I'm telling him, I don't want to hear that this one gives you gas and you're in the bathroom all night and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Well, it's just probably watching how many grams of sugar you have, you know? Well, probably with the baking you were doing, you have to, you know, and all that.